Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another broadcast of The Ron Shaw Show on the Artist First Radio Network. The Shaw Show Redemption Hour. All past broadcasts are archived. Visit artistfirst.com. And now, here's your host, Mr. Ron Shaw.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Ron Shaw Show. I am Ron Shaw. Z-Man, you got that thing ready to play? Go ahead and do it.
Hello, lovely people, and welcome to Talk to Cleo. I live in the Netherlands and I produce and host a few podcasts and a radio show. You can find me on Twitter at Talk to Cleo, via my website talktocleo.com, via iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. Don't forget to smile.
Folks, that's my guest this evening, all the way from the Netherlands, the Ron Shaw Show, live this time, Cleo. Welcome to the show, Cleo.
Thank you, and glad to be back, Ronnie.
Well, smile. I'm smiling now. You can see it, can't you? You can see it all the way to the Netherlands through this phone, I bet, right?
Yeah, I know. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Well, it's a bit late here, of course. It's past 2 a.m. But I'm feeling actually very well. I'm a bit of a night owl.
Oh, a night owl, huh? Yeah, burning that night oil. There you go. Well, how are things in the Netherlands these days? How's it going?
Pretty well, actually. Today we have the leap day, so that means our Monday was extra. So we have an extra Monday on a work week. I don't think I like that, but that's pretty well. I had a stitches took out of my mouth today. I had a, how do you call it, wisdom tooth taken out last Thursday. So, not last Thursday, actually like 10 days ago. So I wasn't very happy, but now I'm very happy.
Well, I hope you took plenty of pain medication and kind of, you know, wash it down with a little bit of good wine, you know? That's what I hope you
did. The last part, especially the last part, I think nature should do its work, and I believe in the power of grapes.
Power of grapes, fermented grapes, yes. Hey, now look, it's been a while since we've talked on the radio, my show or your show, and, you know, I got an idea, okay? We had a great conversation a few days ago. We had a wonderful Skype chat going on it lasted a good while. And we were talking about some really fascinating things. And I want to get into that a little bit on the second part of the show, if you don't mind, if you want to.
Yeah, that's okay. But you do know everything that I say, and when I get fired up and I get some sort of inspiration, I can't even remember what I said. But it doesn't matter. It'll come back once you address the issue, whatever the issue may have been.
You never know. You never know what I'm going to do. Now, you know this, right? Yeah, you never know.
I know that. You have the same sort of show I have, buddy.
You pull it out of the bag. There you go. Okay, now here's what I'd like to do. We talked about this for the show. You know, both of us, and you've been at it longer than I have, but we both have a show, and we have marvelous guests, both of us. And some incredible people come on our shows, and I've listened to a good many of yours. You've listened to a good many of mine. I've been on your show. You've been on mine now a couple times now. And let's do this. Let's have back and forth. Now, I'll say up front, everybody that comes on my show, and I know your show, they're fantastic. And they come from all kind of walks of life, too. But how about let's talk a little bit about our guests? It might be fun, back and forth, sort of like a show about our shows, kind of shout-outs built in. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a great idea, yes.
Okay, why don't you start out? You can pick anybody you want to start with, and we'll just go back and forth if it's okay. And for any number of reasons, just, you know, say what you want to say about your guest and your show, okay? And I'll follow what you, follow after you.
Well, then I'm going to start with the latest guest I had on that you also had on, and that would be Joe Ellis.
Ooh.
He was a guest on my show at 128, I guess. Yes, 128. And, well, let's talk about Joe.
Joe, now, you're great, Cleo, because even with me, I was telling a buddy about you in Florida today. He's in Florida. I tell him that you've been on my show. I said, she has the knack of going right to the heart of her person she's interviewing and just laying you bare, flaying you right there. It comes out of nowhere. You have that knack. And with Joe, you did the same thing. You got Joe talking about law and about different things that in his childhood and things like that. And it was fascinating how he opened up with you. Everybody does, because that's how you are.
Yeah.
It is. You know, it is. And I know you don't like
it's
people to say things about you. I know you don't. But you're going to take it tonight. You're going to take it, Cleo. I'm going to talk good stuff about you because I'm so excited about you being back with me. And
yeah, well, I'm also very happy to be back. But, yeah, okay. Well, bring it on. What do you want to say?
What about Joe? What about Joe? Tell me about Joe.
Yeah, what about Joe? No, that was my original question. What about Joe?
Okay, with me, Joe is, I met him, you know, like we do our guests. I met him, and he came on the show, and he was very interesting, and I kind of talked him into joining me and a few other writers, and we're going to be in this horror anthology. And he had a marvelous story about when he was a child. I love to talk with Joe about his childhood because he and I are, you know, we're about the same age, give or take a year or two. And we love talking about how we grew up and how life was back then, you know, in the 50s and 60s. And we write about it. He does and I do. And he's an attorney and I'm a retired cop. So we're both in the same arena, so to speak. And he was just a fascinating guy. He's very interesting. And he's fun to talk with. And he has a very good and a dry wit and a dry sense of humor. And very intelligent fellow, Harvard-trained attorney. And I just find him fascinating. I do. I like to talk to him like I do you, just, you know, on the air or off the air. He's fun.
Yeah, I thought our conversation was one of the most, how do you say it, non-dirtiest conversations I have. One of the most non-dirtiest conversations I had. I have to tell to your audience, forgive me for when I'm searching for words, but English was not my native tongue, so I keep struggling with my physical tongue in my mouth to get the words out. So yeah, Joe is a very interesting person. And the fact that he's a lawyer made it very interesting for me, because I used to work for a law company, one of the biggest in the town where I live now. So I didn't want to go into that subject too much, but I do know a little bit about it.
Go ahead.
But he didn't know that.
I know, but you set him up. That's how you do, Cleo. You do. You set us up. And I've told some of my buddies about who also, you know, write, and I say, now Cleo, she'll get interested in you. She'll let you know, and then next thing you know, you'll be on Cleo's show if you're lucky, because it's a wonderful show.
Yeah, if you're lucky, do have a rule, and I play by my own rule. If I think you're interesting, or if I have a hunch that you have an interesting story for me, and if you're interesting to me, that means that people will love to hear your story too. That means that sometimes you think, oh, that should be a very good guest on her show. If I like you, you're not coming in.
Well, thank you for liking me, because I love being on your show 2 times I was on it. And, you know, the I like that, because if, and we do have the opportunity to pick and choose. I do, too. I can pick the people I want on my show. And if and you're probably more selective than I am, because I just start cutting up and playing and laughing with everybody. I try to. Some people don't laugh that much, though, Cleo, you know.
I know.
Okay, now you named the first one, and he's been on my show, too. So I'm going to give you another whack at it. Give me another guest and tell me about it.
Let me see. Who had I also? Bleeding Critic.
Well, we both had him. Okay, go ahead. Tell me about Bleeding Critic.
Well, I guess that was the guy who said he doesn't do jokes, and then he started to laugh. So that was very funny. I told him a joke. It's actually the only joke I know, and I still find it very funny. Shall I say the joke? Yes,
please.
That's a good idea. I will do the joke.
Please tell me.
No, I have to remember what was the joke. How do you know if a shark is going to a party?
I don't know. How do you know if a shark is going to a party?
It's the only joke I know. It's terrible. I know.
Well, you know,
I will never do stand-up.
Yeah, the Bleeding Critic. I know you're not really a fan of horror. That I know that.
That's even an under. How do you call it? An under. That's under.
Under. No, that's an understatement. Yes.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bleeding
Critic.
A very
big understatement.
Yeah, he is horror. That's what he does. I don't do funny.
I know.
I had him laughing several times too. Do you know? Did you get to talk to him a good bit before the show, Cleo?
No.
Oh, you missed out. Oh, you missed out. You need to talk with him off the show for a while. And if you want to be entertained, my gosh, did you listen to his show on, I guess,
oh, oh yes.
The three, whatever, the folks up in New York. They did a show with him.
Yeah,
three nights.
Yeah, I know which. I know which show you are referring to. Yes.
But Bleeding Critic, folks, if you don't know this guy, listen to him on Cleo's show, and listen to him on my show too. You'll see him archived at Cleo's site. Tell him the link, the address to your site, Cleo.
My site is talktocleo.com.
Isn't that simple,
and
folks?
It's the number 2.
Number 2, Cleo.com. And go there and listen to Bleeding Critic, and she's got all her shows archived, and listen to him on my show here at the radio station on my website. But when I listened to him on another show, Cleo, when he was on your show, he had more time, see? I just got an hour, but you can stretch it out. You can do 2 hours.
I can stretch it as long as I want.
As long as you want. You control the horizontal. You control the vertical. Well, anyway, he on that other show, he has all these sound effects and stuff, like his studio. And he'll do all these things, and oh, my, it's so spooky. And he started out, you know, telling me on my show to look out your window, Ron. Do you see
it?
I know. I mean, you know, whoo, he scares you. He's a scary dude. He's fascinating. He's a lot of fun. And he was fun to interview.
Yeah. He's extremely well in putting up the sound effects. Because when you listen to his show, when you listen to the clips he makes, you should wear a headphone. Because he makes the sound go from your left ear to your right ear. And I listened to him. He was doing a piece from a man on a toilet. I can't remember the exact content of it, but it scared the shit out of me. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, I can't believe I'm scared just for listening to something for a few minutes.
Oh, God, you go to his website. You're right, Cleo. He tells these short stories. And it'll mm-hmm. start out, it's just a normal story, like the man on the toilet. And he leads you up, and then you know it's coming, don't you? Oh, it's coming. And then mm-hmm. before you know it, it's just scarier than all you know what. It just, and they're short stories. They're audio. If you go to his site, folks, bleedingcritic.com, bleedingcritic.com, and I'm glad that we're promoting some of the people we've talked with tonight, Cleo, because fantastic people. Wow. And Bleeding Critic in London. He's in the UK. And yes. fantastic fellow. And he knows horror inside out, upside and down. The most brilliant horror reviews at his website. And you can see his short stories. But anyway, yeah, you're right, Cleo. He's like a first class, like a professional audio presentation.
I think he does that really well. You can't have such a good website, such good content, and putting out such good quality of audio without having a little bit of knowledge what you're doing. I know I can make something beautiful, but it's like kindergarten while he is doing something that's university, how do you call it?
Yeah, university level, yeah, college level.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm not even damn kindergarten, Cleo. Come on now. I don't know how to do all this crazy stuff. I just say hello, welcome to Ron Shaw Show. But yeah, you put together a great show, too, with all of those presentations you put together, Cleo. Folks, let me tell you about Cleo. She had an end-of-the-year show for the first year. She got all the people who wanted to contribute who are friends of Cleo. And they're all over the world, folks. Unbelievable. Folks love this lady, and people would send in their tape, their audios of what they wish for in 2016 and their 2015 well wishes or whatever, end of the year, first year, and people sent them in, and Cleo, how long did that show last? 2.5, 3 hours?
Something like that. It started longer as 2 hours, but then I wanted to have a nice cut at 2, so I made a 2-hour show out of it. So everybody who wanted to contribute to that show, send in, like you said, a voice message or left a message. You left me a message because you were ill, so you couldn't have a vocal
yeah.
message sent in. So I read something that you wrote for everybody, and I mixed that with the music. And I must say, it was the biggest show I did, not the longest, but the biggest show, with the most people who contributed.
Yeah.
And I had to have the less amount of time to make that show. It had to be done very, very fast, and it had to be good, or else I would not put it out there on the internet. So January 1st came. It was ready, and I must say, it actually blew my own mind, too.
Oh, it was fantastic, Cleo. I listened to that show, and it was if I knew these people who know you. And it's like I knew them because of you. All these people that we've talked about, a good many of them, you and I, so, you know, some of them. And I would listen to them from around the world, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends. Two team radio people, fizz button folks, all over U.S., Europe, Australia, all over the world, and it was
yeah.
fantastic, Cleo. I really enjoyed it, and thank you for letting me contribute to it. It was fun. I wish I could have sent an audio, but had the flu.
That's okay. The fizz that you were able to contribute, how you could at that given point of time.
Well, thank you. Know,
it doesn't matter if it wasn't your voice, you were in there. And that's what it's about.
Read what I write anyway than me. I'd rather you read than me say it. Because that your voice, oh my gosh, you'll start talking, and it's so calm and soothing and so relaxing. And it's just so, well, Cleo, I'll say it. Your voice is pert near, as we say in the South, angelic. Did you know that?
No.
You have an angel's voice.
Believe people who say that should really go and see an ear doctor.
I went today's. I need to see a lot of doctors, Cleo. Okay, now you know you're talking about the glitz of both of us, bleeding critic. Oh, he's so. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. He is like professional. He is like top quality. Well, I had the guy on last show from Long Island, New York, and he's Adam Ginsberg.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard his show, Out of My Head Radio.
Yes.
If you listen to his show on the internet, folks, Out of My Head Radio, Adam Ginsberg, he is like Bleeding Critic. Such a professional radio broadcast with all kinds of moving pieces and music and interviews and different people popping in and out. And the guy does voiceovers, voice acting, I mean. And he'll do commercials and a voice of a famous person, you know, a movie person, an actor or a musician or somebody you know. It's fantastic and just such interesting take on things when he does his shows. He was on last show I had, and he reminded me a lot of the Bleeding Critic. But now, this is going to be a rough question. I'll say it up front. I have, of course, all the folks I have from the USA, they're fantastic. I love every one of them. But for me, it's fun to reach across the pond, to go to another country, too, and talk to someone like you from the Netherlands or someone mm-hmm. from Australia or New Zealand or London and Ireland. And it's just great. I mean, I really enjoy that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Well, do you do your show over Skype?
Yes.
So to be on your show, people have to have Skype. Or yeah.
You yes. Can,
all right. So who else? Okay, you're next. Who else comes to mind? Hold on. Let's see what time it is. Yeah, let's hold off until after this little break, and then we'll come back with it if you don't mind, Cleo. Hey, Z-Man,
yeah,
you ready
okay.
to do that little thing? And we'll be back, folks, in about a minute or two. Just hold on.
Hi, everybody. This is Dorothy May over at Mercer Publications. We're looking for someone to translate our McBride novels from English to Spanish. If someone listening is interested, please write to us at info@mercerpublications.com.
Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner, Mark Twain, Harper Lee. Some of our most beloved writers came from South and still do. Southern Writers Magazine takes you up close with best-selling authors, sharing their secrets of success in writing and promotion. In each inspiration-packed issue, you'll find your favorite writers and meet a few new ones. Whether you read good books or want to write them, subscribe at southernwritersmagazine.com to Southern Writers, the author's magazine.
The new release, Without From Within, poems by Ron Shaw, is a must-read. One reviewer wrote, "The depth and imagery of these poems is of surpassing beauty. They flow and blossom from the pages, even as they rip the soul. This volume should be in the poem lover's library. Inspiring and fabulous." Another reviewer wrote, "The best poems are not just the ones that touch us through great turns of phrase, but the ones that tell a story to keep our mind reeling." Ron Shaw delivers on both counts, with wonderful concise tales from the whimsical to the existential, the dramatic to the heart-wrenching. Whether it is the social commentary of the dull or the relentless and intimate strength of the pulse, Shaw will keep you glued to the page with his thought-provoking verse. You won't want to miss Without From Within, poems by Ron Shaw. Available at Amazon.com in English, as an audiobook and in paperback, and in both English and French as an ebook.
Thank you.
for joining us on the Ron Shaw Show on the Artist First Radio Network. All past broadcasts are archived, and you can pick them up at artistfirst.com. Now back to your host, Mr. Ron Shaw.
Hey, thank you, Z-Man. Hey, Cleo, another guest I know I've had on, and I know you've been on his show, and I don't know if he's been on yours. You may have been on yours. I forget which, maybe both. Billy Crash.
Billy.
Little Billy. Don't you love Billy?
You gotta love Billy. Yeah, I fucking love Billy. He's great. Yes. You have an hour show. We're not even at the half of all the guests we have.
It takes us a month to talk about each guest. You know, every one of them are fantastic. So let's put it this way. We both have great guests, folks. Go online, go to talktocleo.com, and listen to her shows that are podcasts there, archived, and then listen to her live. And Cleo also has, you do it weekly, or I don't know if you changed that yet or not, but you do a live YouTube show. It was on Wednesday. Are you doing it now on Thursday?
I do it on Thursday. It's bi-weekly. But before we talk about that, I do want to say the names. I think we both had on the shows.
All right.
And that's what I like, Billy. So that's Crash Ballas. Brandon Wise. That's one Brandon Wise. The Fountain Lady. That's Faye, of course. Can't forget the women, because I always get criticized because I don't have much women. I do have women.
I've heard of
people.
You.
I've heard. Let's see. Jake.
Hold on, wait. Let's talk about Jake a little bit. Give Jake a couple of minutes or a minute or two here. Yeah. Is he the one of the most fascinating people you've ever talked with? Really? He is to me.
I talk to so many fascinating people, and to be honest, I think it was like 20 minutes before the show started that I realized that he was, like you are, a whale in his expertise of writing how do you call those things? How is the genre called, Ronnie?
Oh, crime books?
Yes, crime books.
Yeah, true crime and, detective stuff, yeah.
And then I thought, fish. Now I have to.
You can swear all you want, Cleo, swear. Go ahead, swear. You can do it. Go ahead, baby.
No, I don't want to. I know you have rather sensitive ears. I will not do that. I will do that when I get into it. So sorry about that. I think I have sworn the last few minutes ago, so it's okay. But yes, fascinating guy. And there was something with the big mango?
The big mango,
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I remember.
I
know he was on your show like twice or something like that, right?
Yeah, three times or so. I don't know.
Three times.
He's great. He's fantastic. You know, and he's like you. We could talk for 3 weeks and still have something to talk about the next 3 weeks, you know? I mean, it's just true.
I know. And, of course, we have both had Greggy Baby.
Greggy Falco. Yeah, we had Falco.
And I know we had a conversation a few months ago, I guess. And for me, it was in the night, so it was like 3 or 4 in the night. In the weekend, so I was pretty drunk. I guess Freddie was also drunk.
Yes, you were.
You were not drunk.
No, and not me. No.
And it was recording, but and you said to me, you kept on saying, put that content out there. Put that content out there. I'm very happy that I sweep my laptop every once in a while. And everything that isn't used, I will throw that away. So I will not be in the, how do you call it, seduced using it or being forced into using something. So that's the reason why I throw it away, because I don't listen to myself.
Well, folks, listening, the night they called me, I think Greggy had just done your show, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then y'all called me, and on the laptop, we had a three-way Skype conversation. Well, I should say three-way. It was mainly Greggy and Cleo, and I was laughing the whole time. It was the funniest thing. If you put that show on, that would be your, that would probably outdistance as far as listenership. I'd put it on mine. I'd say, I'm going to put it on my website. I got to have that one. That was classic Cleo. It was fantastic. It was folks, it was as raw and live as you can get. Yes, it was.
Yeah, and it's not that now people might think, oh, she didn't want to put it up there because she was drunk. My first appearance was when I was totally drunk. I've done, like, I think 4 or 5 episodes while I was drunk. I am not afraid putting myself out there because I am who I am. And you have to either love me or not. You have to take me or leave me. There is no in between for me. I just do whatever I want to do. So it's not that I didn't want to put the content out there. But I just thought, why should I? And, yeah, like I said, it's gone. Very sorry, Ronnie.
Well, I'm sorry that it's gone. I really am. I wanted to see that one. I would, you know what I would do with it, don't you? I'd splat that thing around the world about every other day. You know that. It'd be funny as all get. Hey, that was, it was great. That was us. And it lasted, what, we talked about, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe? Something like that. But it was it would have been a great show. But hey, you know the who else have we had that we both had on the shows?
Christoph Easy.
I haven't had Christopher on.
Are you fucking kidding me? You should have him. The ex FBI agent.
I told him.
Who does the reviews on the Beat thing?
Ronnie,
you should be a. You should be ashamed not having him on the show.
I won't be ashamed of having him on if I am. Hey, I put it out there. I said, look, contact me. He's a busy man. He's ex-FBI. He's busy doing his movie reviews. But when he contacts me and we set a date, he'll be, yeah, we'll do it. I'll be glad to. He'd be a lot of fun to talk with FBI guy. Yeah, I know some stuff.
Chris?
FBI's.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris?
I was not talking to you. I was talking to Chris. Chris, get on Ronnie's show.
Get off your ass,
like,
Chris.
Yeah, and do it like in March or April or whenever he has time. Ronnie, you are a very busy person, of course. Shouldn't say when. But I think 2016 should be the year that Chris comes on Ronnie's show. Radio show. Yay!
Yes, Chris is easy. Yes, there you go. That'd be cool. Hey, you know, you know who I'm trying to get on my show, Cleo? You'll like this. You know, I was talking to little Greggy, you know, on Skype one day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I asked you, do you think he was drinking, what would you say? Yep. And we were talking.
That's not even a question.
That's a given. That's right. It's a given. There you go. And he told me I should get Tom Savini on. Do you know who Tom Savini is?
Yes, I know who Tom Savini is.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
Because Greg taught me who he is.
Yeah, so I wrote him. He's not going to answer me back. I said,
you never know.
No, I do know. I know. Hey, but, you know, the, let's see. Okay, who else? Who else if we could? Oh, God.
Russell Edwards from Rip the Tour.
Oh, Russell Edwards, yes. Did you interview him too?
Yes.
I didn't hear him on your show. I'm going to listen to that. Isn't he interesting?
Yes, he was very interesting. I thought it's a very interesting stuff. Yeah, maybe it's because it's more near to me because England is just an hour flight from where I live. So I thought that was very interesting because I know those things because, like, you are based in Atlanta, Georgia. I had no idea where it was if I would have to point it on a map. So for me, it could be on Mars because my knowledge of the U.S. is limited to, the normal things like,
LA.
I don't know. Yes.
New York City. Yeah, okay.
I love LA. You know that.
Yeah, it's your USA challenge, but go ahead, Cleo. I'm the Netherlands challenge, but go ahead. So, okay, so Russell Edwards, did you know, did he tell you, I don't know, he lives on a parallel one block from where the Ripper was doing his killing. Do you know that?
I know that.
Yeah, he lives. Mm. In fact, the area used to be really a very run-down, like the West End. Used to be a very run-down area with a lot of prostitution, of course, and honky-tonk bars and street crime and things like that. But he said it's really posh now. And he lives like a half a block from where I think maybe the last victim was found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe the one where he bought that scarf, it supposedly was the Ripper's.
With the DNA.
Yeah, and he tells you who the Ripper is, folks. He names Jack the Ripper for you. And if you read his book, he supposedly proves who Jack the Ripper was. Well, of course, okay, whatever, right? But, yeah, he was an interesting guy. I enjoyed talking to him a lot.
And another guest I had, but you haven't had him yet, and I had him twice, is our mutual friend and the one who actually introduced us to each other, and that's Vanya, _far, of I far.
You know why I haven't had him, don't you? You know why?
No.
His ass won't go home. he stays in Southeast Asia. He's all over the place, as you know. He's been there now. Vanya Vito, folks, he's an author. He writes travel books. He's a friend of ours. Yes, he is. And I first listened to him. The first show I listened of yours, Cleo, was Vanya. And the connection kept breaking, and it was you had a rough time because he was traveling. Was he in Australia then when you talked to him?
Yeah, he was in Australia when I talked to him. He was I don't know which city he was, but he was there. Well, there was chickens in the garden.
That's Perth. He's in Perth, yeah.
Perth,
Australia. Yeah, and but he's been traveling again now for months. And then when I do Skype him when he's in Australia, the reception is so bad. And I have good internet access, but on his end, and he'll do sometimes he'll Skype me from Malaysia or from Bangkok, places like that, And so anyway, he's fascinating fellow, isn't he?
Yeah. He was it twice, and the first time, like you said, very bad for our connection. So I started counting them, and there were over 30 disconnections. And to make a show, you have to have a flow, and the breaking of the connection must actually almost not be heard, or it has to be a funny breakup, then I leave it in. So it took me, I started editing the show, and it took me, I'm not even
undercalculating, yeah, you're not in.
Yes, undercalculating.
Yeah.
It took me roughly 11 hours to make the first show with him. And I never stopped for lunch or dinner or whatever. I ate and drank after I was done. When I start with something, I will not stop until I'm done.
11 hours nonstop.
11 hours nonstop.
My goodness. My gracious.
That's how I am. That's how I do what I do. I'm very driven. I don't know whatever content goes out there and it has my name under it,
yeah,
has to be good. No, it has to be better. If not, it's not going out there.
Well, I listened to both of the shows with him, and the second one was, yes, much better as far as the breakups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been trying to get him on. I've had one Australian on already, a lovely lady named Carol Hocking, Hocking. She lives in the capital of Australia, Canberra. And she's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she was a marvelous guest. Oh, the lady can write. Oh, my goodness. And she's funny. She's just, you'll never know what she's going to say. She's a fantastic guest, I mean. And I had Michael C. Smith from New Zealand a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, I heard that one too. Yes.
Yeah, it was fun getting him on. Now, I tell you who I like to get on. I grew up with a whole cast of characters. My life has been filled with some of the craziest, stupidest, weirdest, fucking nuts people you could ever meet, Cleo, ever. And I have them on my show. Sometimes I have to call prison and talk to them for an hour, things like that, you know. I love having them on. And when I first started, I had a few of my friends, like the crazy ones like I'm talking about. And I mean fun crazy. I don't mean like, you know, need to be in a loony pen or nothing. But, yeah, those kind of folks. In fact, last week's show, I had Steve Cartwright on. You know little Steve, right?
Yeah, little Stevie. Hi, Stevie.
The dog man. Cleo says, hello, little Stevie. The dog man. He was on with me. I've known him for 34 years or so. And and I have brought one of my wild and crazy friends who's been on my show many times when I first started, Larry Big Prine in Lake Florida. He was the one I was telling about you today, going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fascinated. He said, I can tell Cleo I've got something for her. I said, oh, what is that, Larry? What you got? Tell her that I'm reading this book now, and how to redo your life. Redoing your life. I said, Larry, she doesn't need to redo her life. So, well, just tell Cleo for me. He's very philosophical. He's very into Huna and things like that, you know. Different religions.
Well, thank you, Larry. But why should I redo my life while I'm fully in it and enjoying it? I'm doing what I want with maybe a little thing, but that's me. You know, I have a certain fear of something that's really bizarre when you're American. But for me, it's a real, real fear. And it's a fear that you can't even touch.
Well,
so, yeah,
do life. He was trying to get me to redo mine. So I changed the subject to I'm having Cleo on my show tonight. And he said, well, I got something to tell Cleo. I said, well, you've been trying to sell me this, and I'm not buying it either, but she's not going to either, Larry, so be quiet, you know? Anyway, he gets me on the phone. That's what he talks about. You got to get this book. You got to get it. It talks about these philosophical, yes, we really don't exist. Do as you want. And I'm okay, Larry, shut up, you know, be quiet. But anyway, that's what he's talking about. Okay, now we're going to get into it. Here, you brought it up. I didn't. What you asked me, you told me, now, come on, you said it. What is it that you fear most, Cleo?
What I fear most is success.
And when you told me that the other day, that blew my mind. And it still does. It saddens me. Why would any person fear success? From my upbringing, even I just that doesn't I don't know it makes me it does it's kind of sad. You should, I told you, I said, well, what do I fear? I fear failure. So are they the same?
No, they're not the same.
But what
I
do you
think there's
success,
a big difference between failure and success. Well, the fear of it. It's both on the same coin, but two different things.
Different sides, yeah, different sides. Well, why do you fear success? Why?
Well, the first, like I said before, I used to work for a law office, and a big one, and the guy who was in charge of it, who owned it, who was the head law person, I'm not sure what the name is, decided that I was too good for the work I was doing for him, and that I should be on stage or sing, but be more outside the walls instead of inside the building, just doing typing or whatever it is what I did. So he went to see my mom and my dad, and I was there. I was still living at home. And he said, I want to pay everything for her education, for her living, whatever it takes to educate her to be the person she should be. My mom looked at him and said, she sings like a false cross, something like that. And I was actually in shock. I was like, shut the fuck up. Don't say that to my father. Don't say those things to my parents. And he said to me, but why don't you want to be what you are supposed to be? And I said, well, what if it works? And he said, it's not an if, it's a when. You will become great. And I said, well, I don't want to be great. And he said, why? Why do you keep saying no to what opportunity you are given now? And I said, well, I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid that when I walk in a park or an amusement park, that people will recognize me and say, ah, there is she. Let's get an autograph. I will not have peace of mind when I would go into public. That's what I thought when I was, I guess, 21 or 22. I was so afraid that I would be successful. And I knew, because I know how I am, that my will to succeed in whatever it is that I'm doing, that I would succeed. Because I knew, he was not the first one who said that I should do more. So I knew that the consequence of success is that you are getting known. And I'm not sure if that's what I wanted to be. Rather be known for doing things that can't be seen than to be known for things that are more superficial. You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do. So
success is not always, I was thinking afterwards we had the conversation, success is not always what you see. Success is what you get back from people when you're not known. That's the true meaning of the word success. You are not seen, but you get all the love and respect without having to advertise, without having to put a show on or sing a song or win the Oscars. You are the greatest success if you can be who you are.
That explains it. That sounds great. I mean, that's
so that's it's a different outcome
from
our last conversation.
But
I was thinking about our conversation, and then I thought, what is success? Because we're only thinking at the outcome and that, but we never spoke about what is the true meaning of the word success.
Yes. So in essence, you know, what do you consider to be successful? And for you, you're that's it. And that's, you know, God, we got like 2 minutes. We got to wrap it up. Isn't this terrible?
I know.
I hate this hour thing. Just, I'm serious. Just getting going good and having a good time and have to wrap it up. But, hey, Cleo, thank you for being on the show with me tonight. I wish we had about 50 more hours. Because you're whispering me. Your people whispering me right now. But thank you for being on, Cleo.
Thank you for the invite, and I wish all you, your family, your loved ones, all the listeners, and of course the man behind the buttons on the show, all the love and success you wish in your life.
And smile. Hey, now next week, next Monday night, Cleo, I'm going to have a lady, Bibiana Crawl from the Carolina.
I know her, yes.
You know Bibiana? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's fantastic. She'll be on next Monday night, folks. Tune in next Monday. And Cleo, love from mm-hmm. Atlanta, Georgia area, all the way to the Netherlands to you. You have a
And I love you. And don't forget to smile.
Well, good night, folks. Tune in next week. Bye, Cleo.